How did it go with Alice?
I spent the night trying to locate her. Finally found her at a party at a friend's house in Didsbury. I may have overreacted.
Oh?
Yeah, I made a bit of a scene. Went into the house and removed her. She was mortified, went berserk.
Sarah Martindale was found disorientated just over an hour and a half ago by a motorist travelling on a road through the Benwyn Forest in North Wales.
How is she now?
She has bruising to her thorax, consistent with attempted strangulation, as well as blunt force trauma to the head. Do you recognise this man?
I don't.
Take a closer look.
I'm afraid I don't recognise him.
I think you do recognise him. This person here looks like the same person as this one here, walking into Delamere services with you yesterday. And that is Neil Fitzhugh, isn't it, Sarah? Who did it, Sarah? Who killed him?
Right, Detective Constable, unplug the DLR.
Who was it, Sarah?
Is she sure? Unplug the DLR now!
Yes, sir. It was me. I killed him. I killed Simon Peverell.
Interview reconvening with Sarah Martindale on Thursday, the 18th of January, 2013, at 9:42 a.m. Present are D.S. Kelly and solicitor Marcus Allison.
The confession is inadmissible. Interview was suspended. My client will not be commenting further.
I will.
Miss Martindale, you're not in a fit state.
Says who?
I do not advise you in these circumstances.
I don't need an advisor. I'll sign it, a confession or whatever I want to sign it.
Miss Martindale, I will not allow you to continue.
Off. Go on. I told Jackie I don't want a lawyer. I refuse legal counsel.
You heard the lady.
Excuse me.
Excused. Right. Take your time, Sarah. Talk me through it. How did you kill Simon Peverell?
I started the fire.
You started the fire?
Yeah.
How?
I could smell the sick from Devon's room, sick and skunk. Thought he must have whited again. I went to deal with it. There was this guy in there, crashed out in Dev's bed, but it wasn't Dev. He was properly out for the count, so I started cleaning up.
Go on.
I was having a ciggy while I cleaned. Can't smoke when Jackie's about. She thinks I've given up. I had the window open. Then she calls me, saying she's minutes away. I panicked. Knocked the floor cleaner over. Thought I'll mop it up later. I'll put my ciggy out and went back to reception.
And there?
I smelled smoke. I went to check it out, and next thing I knew, the place was up in flames. It wasn't floor cleaner, it was white spirit. It's the meds, they mess with my head. Please don't make me take them.
No one will make you take anything, okay? Is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
No.
Okay. Your story sounds feasible. Only one slight problem. Rather a key inconsistency. Simon Peverell was killed by a blow to the head.
What?
Simon was killed by a blow to the head. Did you strike him? Or did someone else? Sarah? We suspect Simon may have been wrongly imprisoned. That he may not be guilty of killing a young man called Cody Stafford 20 years ago. And whoever killed Simon knew that and could well be Cody Stafford's killer too. Sarah? Who struck Simon?
I'm ordering you to stop. I have a request granted for a full mental health assessment.
From whom?
Detective Chief Superintendent McCaffrey.
How long do you think that's going to take?
God knows.
Our comrades in Wales have been in touch. Still no trace of Neil Fitzhugh.
Brilliant.
Mike, Needle. What are you doing here?
Self-rehabilitation. Back on the horse and all that.
You should be at home.
That's what I said.
How about a welcome back? We missed you. It's just not the same without you, Mike.
Are you not in pain?
I'm a bit achy. But I've got these bad boys to keep me right.
Dihydrocodeine. I hope you didn't drive here.
My mum drove me.
Aw. You need a hand with your coat, mate?
No. Thank you, Kerrick. Ow.
Are you sure you want to be here?
What am I going to do? Stay at home and watch doctors?
You could binge-watch Narcos. Be grateful we don't police Bogota.
That's better. Don't be giving it the kid gloves. It doesn't suit any of you.
Shall we sign your cast?
Yeah, chuck us a pen, Kay.
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, give us a go.
You can't leave it like that.
You can draw over it.
Change it to a rocket, maybe.
Ribs.
They've done a right number on you, haven't they?
Let's not dwell on it, eh?
Don't worry, I'm late. Not missed anything, have I?
Nope.
Oh, can I sell your cask?
No, you cannot.
Come on.
Put the pen. Walk away from the pen.
Right, everyone. Focus, please. Sarah Martindale has confessed to the murder of Simon Peveril.
You what?
Yeah. Story didn't quite add up. We think she's covering.
For Jackie.
It's the kind of blind devotion she inspires in her followers.
Of course it is.
Or Saint Jackie's messed with her head, convinced her she did it.
Or Neil Fitzhugh threatened her into confessing.
We know there's a connection between Neil Fitzhugh, Cody Stafford and Phil Dixon. Here they are together in his photograph, 1998. Cody Stafford's sister, Mel, is convinced that Simon did not kill her brother. And it's looking increasingly likely that she's right. And we got it wrong. That an innocent man, Simon Peveril, was wrongly imprisoned for Cody Stafford's murder. Looks like Cody's real killer is trying to keep everyone silent. Our prime suspect is Neil Fitzhugh. We need to find him. ASAP. Tanner, go see Mrs. Fitzhugh again. And get a warrant to seize computer equipment.
Boss.
Kerry, Daz, try and get more on Neil Fitzhugh's background, recent activities.
Sir.
Well, Sue, on, let me know as soon as Sarah Martindale's mental health assessment's complete.
Will do.
Tanner, walk with me. I admire what you're doing, Mike, getting stuck back in. But if you do need to stop, take some time out. No one will think any less of you.
I will, boss.
Okay.
Once this case is done, I'm going to go and see my dad. I don't know if it's going to help or make it worse, but I owe him an apology.
Oh, I think we all owe our parents countless apologies, and them us too. Go see Christine Fitzhugh. Get Raz to drive you.
What are you going to do?
Never mind.
Sorry, we're
talking
until 11.
I'm DCI Stone. I'm here to see Phil Dixon.
Hold on, I'll try the office. Mr. Dixon, there's a... Sorry, what did you see
your
name was again, sir?
Where's the office?
Upstairs on the left, just past the private
door. You got into deep shit, Diggsy.
Yeah, what are you chatting about, Chief?
Mike Tanner.
What?
I know you're responsible, and I will bloody prove it.
Responsible for what?
I'm watching you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of people are, mate. It's what happens when folk are envious of what you got.
Envious,
how
right.
How did you touch your mate? I heard about it, though. Shame, that. Man just trying to do his job. But he shouldn't have walked that way, should he?
What way?
Been a few folk getting done over down there, like. I blame the Spice Edge myself. Back in the day, you knew where you were with drugs, eh?
I need CCTV from the club.
No problem. Just had a new system fitted, haven't we? Proper high-end. I'll have my people contact your people.
And make sure you don't go anywhere. My people may wish to speak to you about the murder of Simon Peveril.
This is John Stone. Leave a message, I'll call you back.
This is your reminder call. Pick us up from Mum's 2:30. Set an alarm, write it on your hand, etch it on your brain. Do not be late. Okay? Thanks, John. I'll see you then. Alice? I've got the milk and I picked up some cheeky pan of chocolat from the deli. You want a cuppa? Alice? You up? Oh, for God's sake. Oh, come on, you lazy lump. It's nearly 11. Alice? Terrified me.
What are you doing?
Oh, what are you doing? What's this?
An empty bottle of vodka.
Why is it empty?
Because I drank it.
Oh, yeah? Where'd you get it from?
Offie.
What, just like that?
Yeah.
You're 13.
You gave me wine when I was 8.
Just a taste. We were in France. Which Offie? I'm going to report them.
Mum... You are so embarrassing.
Oh, yeah, and having a 13-year-old daughter who necks a bottle of vodka isn't. No. No, it's bloody tragic.
I didn't drink it all myself. Maya had some.
What, Maya? Of the all-night party?
Yeah. The party no one else got dragged out by their overreacting, super embarrassing parents. Can you go away now, please?
What is wrong with you? Why are you so angry all the time?
I'm a teenager.
Is there something going on? Is there something you're not telling me?
Go away.
Alice, love, you can talk to me. I promise I won't judge you or
go
I will...
Go away!
Look, please!
No! Get out!
OK, you can talk about this with your counsellor.
I'm not going to a counsellor.
Yes, you are. Now get up! Up!
Evie, it's Dad. I'm on my way to the velodrome. Don't you worry, I'm going to be there for you.
Incoming. Cool. Jackie Stanton.
Home. I've got to go. I love you, Evie Bear. I'll see you soon. Jackie, what do you want?
Neil, where are you?
Driving.
I'd like to see you.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Diggsy going to be there?
Diggsy?
You two been getting cosy.
Sorry, I don't follow.
You told him to find me, didn't you?
What are you talking about?
He was trying to make me jump.
What?
You put him up to it, didn't you?
Me? Are you serious, Neil? I'm calling you because I want to help you.
Always helping people, aren't you, Jackie? What do you get out of it, though? You like feeling needed? Does that give you power?
Neil, don't attack me, please. I'm not the bad guy. When I heard you were in trouble, I felt sick. I couldn't sleep.
Because you're scared the truth will out.
Because I want to protect you. Because the young girl who loved you still holds a place for you. Because I can actually help.
Go on, then. How are you going to help me?
We can deal with this. You and me. I've got a plan. We take some time out.
What, go on the run?
Firstly, we lay low for a while. We're the innocents in all of this, never forget that. We did all of this to protect her. I can help you, but you have to trust me. Do you still trust me?
Do I have any choice?
I need to see you.
Me too.
Pull over. I want you to memorise an address, okay? Meet me there in an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's something I've got to do first.
Alice. Oh, Alice. Let me in, love.
Go away.
It's my fault, isn't it? I thought I was doing the right thing, moving us away, Brian. Fresh start. I got it pretty wrong, didn't I?
Mum. Don't, it's not you.
No?
No. It's Cornwall and Brian. And that shitty school. I want to move back up here.
Oh, Alice, it's not that simple.
It is that simple. It is.
What about work?
Oh, you and Dad, bloody work. What's wrong with you? What about me? What about your child?
Alice, that cost me 200 quid.
Leave it.
You're lucky it's not cracked. Who sent this?
Leave it.
Who sent it? Alice?
I don't know.
Alice?
You can't tell. It's anonymous.
Oh, is it now?
Mum, just leave it.
Is this on Instagram?
No, Backchat.
Backchat? What's Backchat?
An app.
What else are they saying? I'll bloody kill them. I think they can say this about you.
They can say whatever they want. And they do. Every day.
They're jealous, love.
They're not.
They are.
Mum, they're not. Look at me. I'm nothing. Who'd be jealous of me? I'm pathetic. Disgusting.
No, don't talk like that. You're everything, Alice. You shine.
You mean my oily skin and spots?
You are beautiful. And more importantly, you're kind, smart, quick, funny, cheeky, and brilliantly infuriating.
Know where I get that from?
Yeah, and you've got his eyes too. Oh, you're the best of Dad, the best of me, and a whole lot of best we'll never have.
I could never have got through these last few years without you.
You'd have been much better without me in the way...
No.
You and Brian, you only ever argued about me.
That's not true.
You and Dad broke up because of me.
No, no. Your Dad and I, it's complicated. But we both utterly adore you. We've loved you since we saw that first scan.
Dad went to my first scan.
Yeah, he did. I've still got the photo. You funny little alien thing with your little kicky little legs. Oh, you were such a beautiful little baby. Even at 3 a.m. with your big bright red cry face on. I was besotted. I must have kissed your little head a million times. When I held you, you were everything. And I knew I would protect you until the day I died. We are not going to be beaten by these stupid, cowardly, jealous freaks. And you are not going back to that school.
You mean that?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Mrs. Fitzhugh. Hi.
Detective. I almost didn't recognise you. What happened?
I know. I look like a boxer. Can I come in?
He's left already.
He was here?
Yes.
When?
He left early this morning.
Any idea where he might have gone?
I don't want to point out the bleeding obvious, Detective, but have you tried his office?
Your husband is not in his office, Mrs. Fitzhugh. Have you ever heard the name Simon Peveril?
No.
Simon is dead, and we've got CCTV footage of Neil going to the hospital where Simon Peveril was killed.
Okay.
Around the time he was killed.
Well, he was probably visiting a client.
Your husband is a suspect for the murder of Simon Peveril.
Neil, a murderer.
Does he own a pair of these trainers?
No.
Are you sure? Take a closer look.
No, I've never seen them before.
A metal stud from these rare trainers was found at the scene of the crime.
Sorry, I can't help you with that.
Christine, do you know Jackie Stanton Hope?
No.
Never heard Neil mention her?
No.
Phil Dixon, a.k.a. Diggsy.
I don't know anyone called Diggsy.
Sarah Martindale?
No.
Cody Stafford?
No, I don't know any of them.
Seem a little stressed by that last question. Cody Stafford. He died in 1998. He was just a lad. We think Neil might know something about his death.
I don't know. I don't know anything anymore.
I know. This is hard.
Don't worry about me. But if you're accusing my husband of murder, spare a thought for our daughter, Evie. She's 11. That's her there.
We just need to speak to him. You help me and I'll make sure this is kept as low-key as possible. No marked cars at your door, no sirens, no press. You can trust me, Christine.
He told me he was going away for a few days. It's not unusual. He often goes away for work.
Did he say anything at all about where he was going?
No. He's taken his company car, the Prius. He hates driving it. 3 times he's been stopped by someone thinking he's their minicab.
Could you write down the registration number for me, please? Here.
Oh, that's meant to be a J. Neil says my J's look like S's.
J. Right. Does Neil have a laptop? iPad?
Yes. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's not, though, is it? Nothing's okay.
Any more news on Sarah Martindale?
Nope, they're still assessing her. But we did get the CCTV through from Phil Dixon's club. Kerry and Darren are going through it all as we speak. Very clear picture, apparently. Latest technology.
Yeah, so I heard. Mike.
Boss, I've got the reg plate for Neil Fitzhugh's company car.
Brilliant. Sue, take this down. Get an APB out priority.
Oh, you look lovely.
No, I don't.
Is that new?
Chloe got me it.
Nice of her.
Cunning, more like. Trying to get close to me to keep Dad on side.
Maybe she just wanted to be a friend.
What are you siding with her for?
Women, beware women.
What's that supposed to mean?
Never mind.
You know why she left?
He mentioned something about a baby.
She wanted a baby. He didn't. You know why? He doesn't want a baby with her because he wants to get back together with you.
I don't think that's...
Yeah, he does. Do you still love him?
Alice? What?
Why don't you give it another go? Move back up here. We could rent a flat at first, near our old house. Please?
Okay. I'll think about the moving bit, but you need to come to the counselling session.
Mum, I'm not...
I want to help you be you again.
How is some stranger going to help?
Because that stranger is a trained counsellor, trained to help you, Alice. To do what I can't, what your dad can't.
I don't want
to... That's the deal. You want me to even think about moving back up here. You come to counselling today.
Fine, I'll go. Not that it's going to help. If Dad even turns up.
He will. He will.
Bet you a tenner he doesn't.
Kerry, how'd you get on with the CCTV from Phil Dixon's club?
I'll pull it up, boss. Hold on. Okay, yeah. If you look here, we can clearly see D.I. Tanner leaving the club through the staff exit, which is also a fire exit. Mm-hmm. Two members of security appear to follow him at a distance to the door, but no sign of anyone following D.I. Tanner onwards out the club. Footage from outside the club shows D.I. Tanner heading towards the river path, which is the only way you can go from this exit. No one followed him from the club. We checked the CCTV for the 3 hours till closing, which includes the time D.I. Tanner was assaulted, and no one left the club through that exit.
Okay. Thank you. Sue, what have you got for us?
Darren and I have examined Neil Fitzhugh's laptop. It's got a mild porn habit. Fairly standard stuff. He likes a bit of girl on girl.
Don't we all?
You can have a look if you like.
Now then.
No violence. Nothing suggesting he's a deviant. There's no suspicious emails, good taste in music, various game apps, pictures of his wife, Christine, and daughter Evie, who's 11. She seems really into cycling.
Mr. Fitzhugh appears to be a top dad. He's on the school's PTA, he cooks, does fundraising. He's even got a recipe file on here. Beef Wellington looks particularly tasty. But there are several Google searches on Simon Peverell and Cody Stafford. And there are specific searches for Simon Peverell innocent.
Go on. There's also an online order and receipt dated 24th of November for one pair of rare Furuyato Karuma trainers from Japan.
Boom. Brilliant.
Yes, thank you.
Nice one, Daz.
So Neil killed Simon and Sarah covered it up with the fire.
I'm not convinced Sarah started that fire. She was there when the initial fire investigation took place, so she could have overheard all the details.
Why would she confess to a crime she didn't commit? What's Fitzhugh got over her?
And where does Jackie Stanton Hope fit into all this?
Well, this could help. I found annual payments going from Neil's current account to the Stanton Hope Foundation. Every year, £1,000 on the 20th of December.
Good. Great work, Kerry. Right. We need to look for any other links between Jackie and Neil. And anything linking Neil to Phil Dixon. Jackie. It feels like she's the glue here. Like somehow she connects everyone. Yeah. We need to know exactly how.
Right. Yes,
on it, boss.
Yeah.
Shit. Excuse me.
Can't.
It's now a good time.
What can I do for you? You with trouble?
She's downstairs watching telly. John, she nicked a load of vodka last night.
What?
I couldn't wake her at first. I thought she'd tried to...
Whoa, is she okay?
Oh, ish. But that's not all. She's been bullied.
What? Where? How?
Online. There's loads of it. Going back months. It's horrible.
Oh, bloody kill him.
That's what I said. She really needs to see this counsellor.
I'll be there.
And don't let on, I've told you. I promised I wouldn't say anything. Please.
Okay. I'll see you, in an hour?
Boss? Sarah Martindale has been sectioned.
Oh, what?
John?
Sorry, Kat, I've got to go.
John?
Sectioned?
Yep.
There's nothing wrong with her. Where?
Hillingfields. You come in.
I can't, Sue. You're going to have to fly solo on this.
Right, can I help you?
We spoke on the phone. Jackie Stanton Hope?
Of course. That's all we did. Hey, I've seen you in paper and all. You're famous, Jackie.
Whatever it takes to get the job done. I'm here to see Sarah Martindale.
Sarah Martindale? Well, let's have a look. Hold on. Or memento. Hey. Do you have permission to visit?
Dad, you got a tenner?
Oh, nice to see you too, Alice.
No, it's just that I bet Mum a tenner you wouldn't turn up.
Oh, did you now?
Oi, lady, what do you think you're doing?
You can sit in back.
Out, go on, it's illegal.
No, 13 years old and over a height of 1.35 meters. I can sit up front. Tell her, Dad.
She's right, Kat, sorry.
Yes. Fine, I'll just slap it in the back. Oh, what's this?
Oh, Chloe's yoga gear. I should take it back to her. Belt up.
What are we going to do with you, eh?
Jackie.
Hey, it's okay, darling. Here, have some water. Come on, sit yourself up. There you go, there you go. Now then, what's all this about Simon Peverell?
I've confessed to killing him.
You need to start taking your meds again, Sarah.
No.
Please.
No.
You've just confessed...
It's karma.
What?
Karma.
Confessing to a murder you didn't commit?
Not directly, no.
Stop that.
What?
The hair. Leave it alone. Come on, take a deep breath.
I like doing it. It's my hair.
What's left of it?
Maybe if I could have a fag, I wouldn't need to.
Oh, yeah, that's a great solution. Look, sorry. I didn't come here to bicker. I came to help. Tell them you made it up. You're not well.
You'd love that, wouldn't you?
You've been through a lot, they know that.
They,
the police.
They were nice to me. They listened. They kicked your lawyer out, arsehole.
Who's trying to help you? Marcus is brilliant.
I don't need a lawyer. I need karma. Don't you see? Until I get what I deserve, I'll never be well again.
You've just proved my point. Without your medication, you're a risk to yourself.
Don't patronise me. It has to happen, and it will.
What has to happen?
You know.
Oh, for God's sake, come on!
I've spoken to Evie. She says you're coming to the velodrome.
On my way. I stuck in traffic, but I'm going to take a cut-off.
No, you can't. You can't be there.
Yes, I can. I've promised.
You want to get arrested there, in front of her?
No one's going to be looking for me. It's a kid's bike race. I'll slip in, low-key.
No, you're crazy. The police have been here again.
What have you said?
Nothing. You're bloody lucky. I was this close.
Thank you. Thank you.
They've got you on CCTV. And they're asking about those bloody trainers. They're taking your laptop, iPad, the Prius registration number. For God's sake, they're coming for you.
You're breaking up. I can't hear you.
No.
No. Lost you.
Dad.
Let's have a little conversation instead, shall we?
We can talk with music on.
Not without music on.
It's Young Fathers. They're proper amazing.
Who?
Your dad wasn't always an old fart.
Who are you? Less of the old. And the fart.
Your dad used to DJ.
Dad DJ. Are you having a laugh?
Nope. It was before you joined the police.
Spacebox, Friday night, DJ Tones on the ones and twos.
Running into you.
DJ Tones?
It's an anagram.
Stone. Oh. Yeah, I get it.
Tanner, what can we do for you?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Al.
Did you know my dad used to DJ?
What, DJ Tones on the ones and twos? I've had some quality ribbon material out of that one.
What's up, Mike?
We've had a sighting of Neil Fitzhugh's Prius on Blackpool Road between St. Mark's Road and Temple Lane.
Brilliant. I'm not far off there.
Jimmy Ford are probably pulling him over as we speak. You're not needed. There's no rush, boss. We'll bring him in. Let him sweat in the cells for a bit.
John, what are you doing?
Just 10 minutes. I need to make an arrest.
Is it him? Trainer guy?
The very same.
Go on, Dad. We have to come clean. It's the only way.
And then what? Spend our lives in prison? You wouldn't last a week.
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe I'm stronger than you think.
This is a ridiculous conversation, Sarah. I care about you. I love you. I won't let you do this.
To you? Me? No. You're happy to keep me toked up on meds I don't need. You know what? I have, for the first time in years, clarity.
I have clarity, and it's a beautiful thing. And you know what else? I don't care if I go to prison. I will live there. I will breathe there. I will embrace it. I will keep my head down. I will learn. I will help people. I might make some new friends.
Wow. You've really thought this through.
I'm not afraid of those people. We deal with them every day.
And what about the ones who they don't let out? The really dangerous ones. You're going to help them too? They're going to want to be friends with you, Sarah.
You're scared, aren't you? Jackie Stanton Hope is scared. Ow! Oh. You're terrified. You're going to lose your liberty. I can't believe it's taken me this long to... Why did I live in fear of you? It's all so lucid now. I'm giving you a chance. You own up with me, we both do less time. Otherwise you could get life. No fancy lawyer's gonna get you out of this. The fall from grace. Papers will have a field day, can you imagine? The spotlight used to love, but all for the wrong reasons.
You're not well.
This lighting doesn't help, does it? Very unflattering. Makes you look old, Jackie. You look old and scared.
This is the thanks I get for carrying you and your guilt and your cuckoo bloody brain all these years. You'd be dead now if it wasn't for me. You're deluded.
I'm telling them everything. Every single thing.
Evie Bear, it's Dad. I'm on my way. I just got a bit held up. You can do this. You can win, darling. I'm so proud of you. You know that, don't you?
Shit.
I've got to go now, love. I've got to go. John, please.
John, leave it to the police.
Ah, very funny. Uniform have probably got him already. I need to be there.
We're going to be late. It's 75 quid an hour.
75 quid?
You can get my Air Force Ones for that. Oh. I'm fine. We just need to move back up here. You two need to get back together and we could have a baby.
A baby?
Little brother, Dexter.
Dexter.
I could babysit. £6 an hour.
You've really given this some thought, haven't you?
Dexter. Quite like that name.
And a dog?
Yeah, we could call him Rocky.
Are we getting close?
Oh, we sure are.
What's the word to that arresting thing? You know, you do not have to say anything, but...
Anything you do say will be written down and maybe used in evidence against you.
Ooh, okay, you two.
Call Jackie Stanton Hope. Call Jackie Stanton Hope.
Hope.
Come on. Come on.
Neil? Is it urgent? I really can't talk now.
Yes, it's bloody urgent. You hear that, can you? Is that urgent enough for you? We've had it. I'm not coming to meet you. I'm going down.
No, Neil. You're not going down. I have no evidence. Just keep your mouth shut. Say nothing. Do you understand?
Shit. Shit!
Where are you?
Shit!
Neil! Neil, are you okay?
Alice. Oh, I can't.
John.
Alice.
Alice. Oh, God. Is she okay?
I'm gonna get you out of here. comfy enough.
Ambulance, please.
Alice, can you hear me?
Yes, there's been an accident. A car crash. We're on the...
Go on, I'm going to lift you out, OK? You're going to be OK.
John, where are we?
Off the Blackthorn Road. Just past Langley Bridge.
Yeah, we're off the Blackthorn Road. Just past Langley Bridge. Please get here quickly. I need to go. Alice. Darling, can you hear us? Why isn't she moving?
Alice.
John.
Alice, it's Daddy. Wake up, darling.
What? Oh, God, Alice.
Alice, you're okay. We've had a bit of a bump. Ambulance is on its way.
Oh, Alice, thank God. What's the smell?
It's okay.
Is it petrol?
Don't worry. Cars only blow up in the movies.
Mum!
Kat?
Mum!
Kat!
The stud matches the Furiata Karuma trainer. Only 500 of these made in the world. Each has a unique ID in Japanese characters. That, with the receipt from Neil's laptop, means we're going to almost certainly place Neil Fitzhugh in Devon Da Costa's room before the fire.
Nice work, lady.
Nice trainers and all.
Couldn't run a half marathon in them.
Couldn't be a runaway bride in them.
Considering that, are you?
No. How do you fancy honeymoon in Iceland?
Iceland?
Yeah, found this amazing hotel where you can watch the Northern Lights from a hot tub.
Go on.
Sue, Jolene, there's been an accident. It's the boss. Kat, hang tight. Ambulance should be here any minute.
Mum, we're going to get you to hospital.
Are you in pain?
I've got a splitting headache. Have you got any ibuprofen?
I might be able to sort you out with some morphine if you're lucky. Just try to keep still.
Mum, they're here. Okay, move back, please.
What's your name?
Kat. Kat. Katrina Stone. No, Matthews. Katrina Matthews.
Okay, Katrina. Katrina. Kat. Can you hear me? My name's Rashid.
We're going to get you to hospital, okay? Neil Fitzhugh, I'm arresting you for dangerous driving.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. My daughter, please. I have to be there. It's a big race.
I am also arresting you in connection with the death of Simon Peveril.
No.
You do not have to say
please.
Anything.
I haven't killed anybody.
It may harm your defence.
Please,
if you do not
my daughter,
when
Evie, please. Just let me speak to her.
Which you may later rely on in court. Anything you do say may be used in evidence.
She was still conscious.
Exactly. She's going to be fine. It's your mum. She's a tough cookie. And she's in the very best hands, okay?
We have to call Nan.
No, I don't want her worrying unnecessarily.
God, someone will have to tell Brian. How can you call him?
Alice, let's just wait until she's in recovery, okay?
Do you remember when our appendix burst? We came here, didn't we?
Yeah. Sat in a corridor just like this. I seem to remember playing I Spy for hours.
You got me a jammy donut.
So I did. I thought your mum was going to bollock me, all that sugar. But she asked if I'd got her one too.
She wasn't allowed to eat anything yet.
Yeah, she was starving. 3 hours she had to wait for that donut. Should we play it now?
What?
I Spy.
Dad, I'm 13.
And I'm 45. You scared I'm going to win?
As if.
I Spy with my little eye. Something beginning
Dad.
With N.
Nurse.
Very good.
Mrs. Stone?
How is
How's
she?
My mum?
We'll let you know as soon as we have news, I promise. Now, we need to get both of you checked out.
I'm fine.
I don't need checking
yes,
out.
Yes, you do.
Both of you do.
We've got a femoral bleed. Suction. Swabs.
Pressure's dropping.
Come on. I can't see a thing.
It's coming out as fast as I can push it through.
4 units, please.
She's arresting.
Alice, you're also suffering from whiplash. I'm prescribing medication for the pain.
Thank you, nurse.
You'll have to stay in for observation.
Can you find out how my mum's doing? Is she allowed to eat yet? I want to get her a donut.
Okay. Femoral bleed secure, BP recovering. Well done, everyone. She's stable.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with P.
Partition?
Nope.
Pupil right, fixed and dilated.
What?
Neuro. Possible internal brain bleed.
But the scans were clear.
Yes, they were. Neuro!
Dear Tanna, this is Neil Fitzhugh. Arrested for dangerous driving on the Blackthorn Road, resulting in a severe collision with DCI Stone. I believe you are also keen to speak to him in regards to the murder of Simon Peveril.
Oh, yes, Mr. Fitzhugh. You might want to call your lawyer.
I haven't killed anyone. You don't understand.
Well, you'll be able to enlighten me then. Put him in room 3.
I give up. Where is it?
Porter.
I can't see a porter.
No, but he went past. I saw him through the curtain.
What? 5 minutes ago? My go. I spy with my little eye something beginning with D.
I don't want to play anymore.
It helps pass the time. Last one, come on.
Doctor?
Nope.
Door?
Nope.
Is it some medical thing that I don't know the name of?
Nope.
Give me a clue.
You can smell it.
Death. No. Disinfectant.
Yes, well done.
Mrs. Dunn.
Is everything okay?
Please.
Where's Mom? Can we see her now?
Please, if you could follow me. Come on, sweetheart.
Please, sit down.
Talk to me. What's going on?
Where's Mom?
I'm afraid there was a severe bleed to the brain. We did everything we could, but Katrina passed away 5 minutes ago.
What?
I'm so sorry.
Alice.
No. No, she can't have. Dad.
Alice, love.
No. Mum. Mum, I want to see her. I need to see my mum.
Alice, please.
I need to see my mum. Where is she?
Doctor, could you take us to her?
Of course.
Get away from me! No, not you! You're not coming!
Alice, love.
No! Get away
Alice,
from
please.
Me!
Okay, sweetheart, sweetheart, calm down.
No, it's his fault!
Alice, please, love.
Okay. I hate you!
Calm down, it won't do anything but your father's fault.
He was driving! He went after another car! He was driving! You made a choice with our lives!
Alice, please.
You killed her! You killed Mum!
In Stone, DCI Stone was played by Hugo Spear, DI Mike Tanner by Craig Cheatham, and DS Sue Kelly by Deborah McAndrew. Alice was played by Sydney Wade, and Kat and Jolene by Angela Lonsdale. Neil Fitzhugh was played by Graham Hawley, Sarah Martindale by Christine Bottomley, Jackie Stanton-Hope by Jill Halfpenny, Dixie by Kieran O'Brien, and Christine by Emily Piton. Stone was created by Danny Brocklehurst. It was written by Vivian Harvey, script edited by Caitlin Crawford, and produced by Nadia Molinari.